For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. The Crime Commission hears from the public. Norfolk takes on the statue law with a unique argument. And the governor is optimistic on the economy, cautiously. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. Virginia's State Crime Commission heard hours of public testimony yesterday, all on gun violence. Comments are falling along expected lines, but there is one emerging point of consensus, as Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Extreme risk protection orders, or red flag laws, allow a judge to temporarily remove someone's guns if they're a risk to themselves or others. Speaking to the Crime Commission Tuesday, Bruce Cruiser with Mental Health America points out that two-thirds of gun deaths in Virginia are suicides. He thinks a red flag law could lower that number.
Studies show that removing the lethal means is the best way to prevent suicide. When a gun is used, the fatality rate is over 80%, compared with a far less lethal rate for other methods.
Amy Swearer from the conservative think tank The Heritage Foundation told the commission that gun violence is not an epidemic, and most gun control measures are extreme responses. However, she supports red flag laws.
They also allow individuals, including friends and family members, who are well-positioned to recognize when a loved one is becoming dangerous, to play a more significant role in alerting law enforcement to that danger.
After Tuesday's hearing, the State Crime Commission will research a number of policy proposals, including red flag laws, before submitting recommendations to lawmakers. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Virginia's economy is in solid shape, but the good times might not last. Governor Ralph Northam took that message to lawmakers in a joint Money Committee meeting on Tuesday, as Ben Pavier with VPM News reports.
Virginia ended the fiscal year with a nearly $800 million surplus, and Northam's administration has secured a record $20 billion in economic investment so far in his term. But
as we go into this new budget cycle, we must be cautious and strategic.
Employment and wages grew slower than expected in Virginia during the last fiscal year. Secretary of Finance Aubrey Lane said the state missed its targets on the money it collects from sales and withholding taxes.
The message here is that we're actually probably going to have less revenues than we thought this year.
Both Northam and Republican lawmakers took credit for the state's growing reserves. They say that money will help Virginia weather any downturns without making big cuts to state services. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
And finally today, the city of Norfolk is claiming in a lawsuit that its free speech rights are being violated because a state law won't let it remove an 80-foot Confederate monument from its downtown. The main legal question in this case is whether cities have free speech rights. The city filed suit Monday in a U.S. district court in Norfolk and targets a state law that prevents the removal of war memorials. The suit claims infringement of the First Amendment because the city is being forced to project a message it no longer supports. Norfolk owns the monument, which includes a statue of a Confederate soldier nicknamed Johnny Reb, as well as the seal of the former Confederacy. Council members voted in 2017 to move the monument to a cemetery. The defendants in Norfolk's suit include the state of Virginia and State Attorney General Mark Herring. A spokeswoman for Herring said that he has long called for the law's repeal, as well as the removal or relocation of Confederate statues. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.